كنت طوالي خونجو وينيو بساء انتافة الشهر.
Now, on Halloween or Samhain, long ago, you opened up the inside of a turnip, put a couple of eyes in it, and a big mouth, and put a candle inside it. That was to warn the bad people and to welcome the good people. That's why people did that. Now, you ever heard the story of Jack of the Lantern or Will of the Wisp? Now, in the countryside, you see a light over there. This is before electricity came out. Nowadays, you see them all over. You see a light there, the minute that was over there, and they used to tell us that was Jack of the Lantern. And I'm going to tell you now the story of Jack of the Lantern. Would you like to hear it? And on Halloween, he's busier than usual. Jack of the Lantern, as some people call it, Will of the Wisp. Jack was a blacksmith. And there's a lot of legends told about blacksmiths. And he was a poor one too. And he was working night and day, but he never had any money. And he was always saying to himself, what I wouldn't do to have enough money to close up this forge and go on the rampage for a couple of nights. So one day he was working the forge and an old raggedy man came to the door. And the old man said to him, would you please give me something to eat? I'm dying of hunger. So even though he didn't have much, he told the old man to sit down and he gave him whatever he could. And after the old man was finished, he got up and he said, because your heart was so open, I'm going to give you something that you probably don't deserve, but in a way you do. I'm going to give you 3 good wishes, any wishes you want. And the blacksmith thought he was just pulling his leg. And the old man told him, I mean it, any 3 wishes you want you can have now. And Jack was thinking to himself, and he had a rocking chair in the place, that everybody who came into the forge was using the rocking chair. And they hardly ever got out of it. When he told them they wouldn't get out. And he said to the old man, see that rocking chair? Anybody who sits in it from now on will have to stay there till I tell them to get out of it. And the chair will rock the soul out of them. And the old man said, uh-oh, he said, you made a big mistake. That's one wish you have wasted. And the second wish he said is, see that hammer I hit the steel with? People come in here, he said, they start playing around with that hammer. And from now on, he said, when somebody grabs that hammer, I want the hammer to grab them. And let the hammer hit them instead of hitting with the hammer, let the hammer knock hell out of them. Uh-oh, he said, Jack, you're an awful fool. You wasted 2, what about the 3rd one? Well, he had an old vest on that was about 100 years old, the vest was. And he pulled an old purse out to it that was the same colour as coal. And he opened up the purse and he said, anything you put in that purse will have to stay there till I tell it to get out. Because when I have money, I put it in the purse, it doesn't last long. So I want now, whenever I get money, it has to stay in the purse. So the old man said, he said, you're a bad man, he said. I won't tell me your name, he said, but you will be seeing me again. You had the chance, he said, to have a lasting, he said, happiness, and you refused it. And the blacksmith said, well, if I can get the wishes that you offered me, I'm quite happy. And days passed, and nobody came in. Until one day he was standing at the anvil, you know, where they make the shoes with. And he saw the finest looking man he ever saw in his life standing in the door. This man was well dressed with gold chains all over him. And he said, "Jack, how would you like to be a rich man?" "Well," Jack said, "sure," he said, "you're only pulling my leg now." "No," he said, "I'll make you a rich man if you promise to come with me after 7 years." And Jack didn't have to ask a second time who the queer fellow was. He knew what was himself from down below. And he said to Jack, "You'll have to sign your name in your own blood." So the devil always carries his tools around with him. And he had enough tools to draw a drop of Jack's blood, and he signed his name, and he felt his pockets bulging with money. And he said, "From now on," the devil said, "till 7 years, you won't be short of money. Anytime you want it, your heart, put your hand in your pocket." So he shut up the forge, and what he did for 7 years, nobody knows, except that he drank a lot and he caroused a lot and he had the time of his life. But when the 7th year was up, his pocket was empty, and there was a young fellow standing at the door. One thing about the devil, he's never late. And he said, "My daddy sent me," he said, "to fetch you back to hell." "Okay," said Jack, "I'll be with you in a minute, but before I go," he said, "sit in that chair," he said, "and wait, I want to finish some job I'm doing." And the young devil sat in the chair, and when he did, the chair started rocking hell out of the devil. And was rocking and rocking, he said, "Gee, Jack," he said, "please help me, help me." "No," he said, "stay there," and he put down his jacket and walked out. And came back 2 days after, and the devil was in an awful mess. And he said, "My father was talking to me," he said, "let me out," he said, "and I won't come back for another 7 years, and you can still have plenty of money." So Jack told the chair to stop, and the devil ran as fast as his legs could carry him into hell. And to make a long story short, another 7 years passed. And another fellow, not the fellow who came forth, another fellow was standing in the door, the other son of the devil. And he said, "Jack, my daddy said this time you'll have to come, and no chair this time. I'm not going to sit in that chair." "I didn't ask you to sit in the chair," he said, "but I have to finish this shoe I'm making for a certain horse. Grab the hold of that hammer," he said, "and give me a hand with the shoe." The devil got a hold of the hammer, and the hammer got a hold of the devil, and was knocking sparks out of the devil until he cried out for mercy, "Jack, will you please help me?" So Jack put on his jacket and out the door, and when he came back, there was very little of the devil left. And he said, he could hardly breathe out, "My father said if you let me go, he won't come back for another 7 years, and you can still have your money." So away he goes, and to make a long story short again, Jack was doing everything he wanted for 7 years, and the fellow himself, the man himself, was standing in the door. "I didn't send my sons this time," he said. "Now, Jack," he said, "I've come. You'll come with me." And he said, "Okay, hold on. I'll come with you." He put on his jacket, and himself and the devil was passing the local pub. And he said to the devil, "Have you any money in your pocket?" The devil said, "I don't. I don't carry money with me," he said. "I can only put money in other people's pockets when I want it." Well, Jack said, "You're an awful powerful man, I know. Will you do me a favor? I want to show off to my friends before I go away with you. Turn yourself into a golden sovereign, and I'll go into the pub and I'll give the fellows the last drink before I go." And the devil, no sooner said than done, he turned into the gold sovereign. When Jack got the sovereign, he opened the purse and put the sovereign into the purse and closed the purse. And he went home and he put the purse down on the anvil. And he started hitting with all his might. And if they say that's the thunder you hear now, the roar of the devil when that hammer was hitting him on the anvil. And he was crying out for, if you say the devil ever cried for mercy, this fella did. And finally he told Jack, I'll free you of that bond, he said, if you let me go. I will, said Jack, providing you let me have the money too. So the bargain was sealed. The devil left. And Jack lived to a ripe old age. And when he died, he made his way up to the pearly gates. But no, the man at the gate said, you can't come in here. He said, you sold your soul to the devil. Out down below. And when the devil saw him coming below, they put double locks on all the doors. He said, no, you're not coming in here. No, wait, get out of here. And he was between the devil and the deep sea then. He wouldn't be taken in hell, and he was refused in heaven. So up he goes again, and as he was passing, he saw the old man that came into the forge. Saint Joseph, he called himself. And Joseph put a word in Peter's ear, and he said, well, he did me a favor once when I was hungry. The only thing we can do is, said Peter, send him into the next world in darkness all his life. While Saint Joseph said, give him a wisp or a lantern so he can light his way through the world until the end of time. And by that time, he said, we'll make up our mind what we're going to do with him. So, I don't know what they're going to do with him at the end of the world. What would you? They say that's the light you still see, Jack of the Lantern, going about from place to place.
The Hoyt Ulskan, the Hayden Guide, is a body on Joanne. Don't have a shuffle hope yet. The cost got the outside, like I said, the Skype account here.